Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, all right. Praise the living God. Amen. 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 Well, tonight I just want to thank God for everything, for everybody's on the line with me tonight. And we've had some difficulties. We've had some problems. Some things have come up against all of us. And we just come to say how much we love God. Because the goodness of God is always there for us in his perfection. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So one of the things I want to do right quick is I want to just go to the book of, will someone get the book of Acts and read me the first six verses of it, please? Amen. Acts, the first chapter, and the very six verses. I prefer the King James Version. Anybody got it?
I have my amplifier out, so that's why I didn't sing.
Okay, well, just go on and read it then. Go and read it. Go ahead and read it. Amen.
In my first book, I told you about everything Jesus began to do and teach until the day he ascended to heaven after giving his chosen apostles further instructions from the Holy Spirit. During the 40 days after his crucifixion, he appeared to the apostles from time to time and proved to them in many ways that he was actually alive. On these occasions, he talked to them about the kingdom of God. For in one of these meetings, as he was eating a meal with them, he told them, "Do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you what he promised. Remember, I have told you about this before. 5. John baptized with water, but in just a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit."
Amen.
And 6 says, when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, "Lord, are you going to free Israel now and restore our kingdom?"
That's 1 through 6. All right, then. So what I want to do is right quick, I want to do a quick teach, and I want to raise some questions for those who are on the line with us tonight. One of the questions, we're talking about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God. Why was it so important? It was important because that's how God planted it in the beginning. And when she read out a scripture thing, I made notice of the apostles. They were called the apostles in the New Testament. The apostles. All 12 of them were called the apostles. But someone said, I said, there was a 13 one, that was a woman. But her name is mentioned, but it's into the scripture. Let me say it to you like this here. We're living in a time right now. Every time we look up, something is happening. And so he said to go, see, he approved, he come back during the time, and he showed himself as being alive. Even some of his apostles doubted him. But he showed himself, come back to show you that I'm alive. Look at my hand. So on that note, we move forward to say this word. When God showed himself who he was, he told his disciples, he said, now I want you to remember what I said. Go you therefore into all the world. I want you to preach. I want you to teach. I want you to do what I told you to do. Now, sometimes while we are right now doing God's will, There are many things that are going on. Our families are being attacked. Our jobs are being attacked.
Mm-hmm.
Some people want to say too much. We don't want to say this. We don't want to say that. May I say this to somebody? Let me tell you something. Lucifer is his name from heaven. He fell from heaven. Because of his fallen, God gave him a place on earth to prove himself. See, God is a just God. He said, okay, sister, you made a big mistake. I'm going to show you. I'm a just God. I'm going to let you fall down, but I'm going to keep you down there until I'm ready to bring something even better. And Lucifer didn't know God was doing something right before his face. I want to share this with somebody, and we're going to talk about this here. Can we talk? Because there are a lot of folks say, well, I'm just on a prayer line. I'm going to do this. I'm going this place. I'm going that place. Let me tell you something. Some of the things in my life, right here in Houston, I've had people to stop me with a gun right at my back. We want what you got in your hand, in your pocket. And I said, okay, because of who I was, when they pulled and wrapped around, I had mine being a sniper, I'm telling you what I know. I turned around and said, okay, now, you want to die now, wait till later. They took out running. You got to be able to stand firm. Now, Jesus said these words. He said, I'm sending you around this. I'm going to send you out there. If I might say this to you, he said, I'm sending you out there, but nothing but just the word and the power of my breath that I breathe upon you. Somebody breathe upon yourself. That anointing flows from God to us. And as a result of that, we're just taking what God has said to us. And so the most of all other thing, when God does what he doesn't make a difference. And so I come back to what Lucifer, the fallen angel, that snake in the pit, that liar, he's trying to get everybody on his team to understand what he's doing. Let me tell you something. After many of these years, I ain't taking no back seat to him. A liar, a thief, and a robber. I'm going to preach the word as long as I can. I'm going to do what God told me to do. Now, I'm going to get out there and mess with somebody. No, I'm going to follow what God has said. Now, sometimes, somewhere in our lives, we're going to have to make a stand. You're going to have to You're going to have to make a stand. If you don't want to stand, it's like I said, when you play football, don't get on the field if you're not going to play. When you get out there doing what God has told you to do, you don't care what somebody say about you. I mean, I was doing something some months ago. It hurt me to my heart. I told a person, if you do this, God will do this here. But they wouldn't decide they want to do what they want to do. When I make an agreement with God, have you ever made an agreement with God? When you make an agreement with God, you stay firm because God, he doesn't break his agreements, covenants, love. And God so loves us. And I want to say this, so give me a few more minutes and I'm open the line up. Everybody can start talking one at a time. I want to know this much. America is at a dangerous time right now. We got a man that sits up in the White House, he's a liar. We got some folks right in the Houston, they're lying on the phrases. We need some honesty. We need. Can everybody be on silent for just a few minutes? See, one thing you have to remember, I am not going to let anybody cut them off to try to miss my family. They got a choice. You can live or meet the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray you know him. But I'm saying all that to say that so we can come to the understanding and believe what God is saying to us and through us. Many times, we just want to run out there. We said we're going to do this, we're going to do this. And I asked a person, I said, well, look, can you be a part of what I want done? I don't know what you're doing. I got to take it and evaluate it. If you got to evaluate, I'm taking you from the word of God. I'm going to help you. I'm not going to fight you. I'm going to help you. But I want you to understand something, beloved. We're living in that time right now where we got somebody trying to take all of our insurance. I'm telling you what I know now, what I heard. They're trying to take everything on both sides, Republican and Democrat. But they say they're wolves in sheep clothing. Do we need a man or woman that's going to be the? We need somebody that loves God. We need a Sarah. We need a Esther. We need someone, the Old Testament women. We need these women today. Women who will stand up. We need the men who will fight that good fight of faith and walk. Somebody's not afraid. Let me tell you something. When they did what they did to me, I shared it with you. And I was in Germany. The man told me, he said, we're going to put you to sleep. I said, you can't kill a dead man. I'm already dead. And they said, this nigga's crazy. But they know, they didn't know. See, but I had some power on my side. If you know your power, all you got to do is say, no. See, you can't kill. See, we're already dead. We're dead to this world, but we're alive in Christ. Lucifer understands that. But he's going to fight you. He's going to take your daughter. I mean, he's messing with my daughter. And I'm fighting right now. And so finally some things happen. He messed with my son. Let me tell you something. Have it disturbed me? Yes, it has. But I've kept the faith? Yes. Because I keep praying. Yeah. Sometimes I get put down. Sometimes. Well, you don't know what you're talking about. That's all right. If you know, tell me what you're talking about. No, but I'm listening to you. No, you're not listening to me. I'm listening to God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do everything I'm doing. Put this blog talk radio to reach the world. Somebody out there is hearing what we're saying. There's a man out there who's a homosexual trying to get his life straight. There's a woman who's turning lesbian trying to get her life straight. Wants to know the joy of a man. There's a woman, there's a man out there. There's a child out there being raped, molested by somebody. There's somebody on the plane. But we got a man that sits up there and says, we're not going to let some other people in this land. Come on now. That's not Jesus. Come unto me, all of you that are full of labor. Come unto me. And so I'm going to say this, and I've got too many more words I want to say to my open the lines wide open. But I want to say this to you. I'm going to bring another person on later on. But I want to thank God to every one of you who have been there with me, for me, and I love you very much. But one thing I want you to take notice of, the enemy come to rob, to steal, and to kill.
Yeah.
But Jesus said, I have come to each one of you that you might have what? Life. And have it more abundantly.
Abundantly.
And that abundance life means you're going to have all the cars you want. Somebody said, well, I don't need a car. Stop lying. You need a car. Stop lying, you need a house. But you see, you have need to be in the right place. Like I was telling my sister Cynthia, I have so much love for Cynthia because she is a warrior. I have love for everyone on the line with us. We are warriors because we know the fight. We don't fight it. God said, okay, God, what you going? Lord, I'm having some issues and I need your help. And guess what he done? He sent his angels right to us right on time.
Yes.
Amen?
Oh, amen.
Amen. So I ain't going to keep my mouth open. I just want to tell you because I want you to know I'm not trying to put anybody down or push everybody over. I'm in love with the word of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Sometimes that I can't go to sleep but just laying in my bed, just thanking God. Have I sinned? Yes, I have. I said, Lord, I thought this stuff. I did that. Will you forgive me? He said, yeah. As long as we keep confessing it,
God heals us.
Amen.
But see, like a man say, it's like walking out in a dung heap. A dung heap when you done defecated all over yourself and you keep walking in that mess and that manure begin to smell.
Yeah.
Let me see.
That's right.
It will be my last time to speak to you. I want you to know these words. I am fighting a good fight. And I know you're fighting a good fight also. But we walk by faith and not by sight. We were believing is telling us. See, he got some 70-year-old people. Mother Bobby is in her 80s. She's fighting a good fight. But everybody, they understand. It's the enemy of darkness that's trying to fight against us. As he's trying to fight. Look, like I told the person, why come we can't get together and get out there of someone have a big party. Well, I asked one person, I said, I'm going to sit on the corner. Will you come out of the room? I don't have time, Hunter. But it sounded like that man when Jesus told that man who was out there, was all down there. He said, but the man, he needed some help. Everybody passed along that man. But there came one person. That's all it takes, is one person to make that move. Could that be you? Could that be me? But God needs one person to help somebody, to spread his love.
Yes.
Thought about it, spreading his love.
Yes.
And so when I told somebody something I was doing, they said, well, honey, you know what? You're going to get yourself caught up. I'm already caught up with love. I'm caught up with love.
Amen.
Can somebody get in the mirror? And sometimes I will say this, that we come forward. God so loved this world that he gave, my God, about it. He gave everything. Everything he had. He said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased.
Please
look at Psalm chapter 1, chapter 2. You'll find out what God said. This is my beloved son, not Lucifer. But he gave everything he had for you and I. You think I'm now in my slipping and sliding? See, that's why he said, God said in the book, he said, Father, he said, you have prepared my feet for a solid foundation. So now walk on these slippery places. You got my feet. I will not stumble nor fall. That's what God is doing. So I'm going to stop right now. I'm going to start at the top of the line. I'm going to call your number. And I want you to have something to say. I want us to be your last. I'm going to call your last numbers on your cell phone. I'm not going to give you the number. It's called 7187. Are you there?
That's me, Dr. Hunter.
Go ahead.
You were talking about the Lord, but I was thinking when you was talking about how in Psalms 34:1 it says, praise, you know, give God the praise. I will praise the Lord at all times. I will continually speak his praise. You know, we got to, no matter what happens, we got to praise God. We got to give him the glory. Sometimes people want to just faint every time something goes through, or they don't want to go through something. They just want to give up every time a little something happened. But think about when he was on that cross for our sins, and that we may have life and more abundantly and eternal life. And he went through that. He had to go through that. He felt that pain he was going through. But then when we get a little pain, we want to cry and we want to give up. We don't want to read our Bibles. We want to sit in a dark room. And I thought about myself. I've gone through a whole lot of things. But you know what? I didn't want to give up. All in my mind, I just purchased the things that God has done for me. Why would I give up? Why would I give up? Somebody out there needs to know, Satan has no power over you unless you let him.
No,
Amen.
You let him have the power over you. All you got to do is call out to the Lord and be on the Lord's side. You know, people just do it and everything, you know. Turn to God. See, it distracts me when I think about how people just want to do what they want to do, and God's giving them the breath. They ain't even thinking. The devil got them so tied up, wrapped up, tangled up about, like, they gave themselves life. They gave themselves this. They gave, no. It's all about God. It's about him being crucified on that cross for me. And I thank him every single day. Boy, I thank him every single day. I can't get out my bed and move my foot knowing that that's him that's doing that. I can't do this stuff on my own. And a lot of times people got to realize they don't tell them to be sick. They want a quick fix, but they don't want to do nothing what God tell them to do. They want to take their time, but then when they're in need, God, hurry up, do this, do that. Now it don't work like that. It don't work like that.
Amen.
But I just want to let you know tonight, I praise God and I give him praise and honor, and I appreciate him every single day I appreciate it. I was telling my husband on today, I think it was today, how I thought about the 7 years I spent on dialysis. I was never sick. I would get in a car from dialysis and drive way to Austin by myself.
My God, my God.
You know, I would think about it. I said, you know, God, at first I was like, here I am. I'm serving you, God, and I got to go through this here. I thought about that thing. He said, I stopped that. I stopped that, and I realized what he was doing. And you know what? I was never sick. I was never sick. I never even really asked for a kidney until I was almost tired of going through the 3 days a week, getting up all them early mornings. I said, all right, Lord, now I'm tired. 2 weeks before the 7 years, listen to me, 2 weeks before the 7 years, I got a kidney. It'll be 4 years this month.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. That's
said,
a good
okay, you got now. Then I thought about it, Dr. Hunter, all those years that I was waiting, he had somebody waiting for me to get that kidney.
Yeah.
The perfect kidney for me. I said, look at that. Wow. I didn't know this. I wasn't thinking about this, but now I'm thinking about it. I said, look here, I didn't complain. I went to school 4 years. I had to drive way to Houston after I get off of dialysis. I lived in Galveston area and drove to Houston. Never missed a day.
Look at God.
Somebody but God. And on top of that, I went to chaplain school while I was doing that.
Amen.
I said, that's somebody with God. So, now to use that, I can tell somebody else, a young lady, I was sitting in the kitchen saying, IV. Lady about me, she wanted to commit suicide. And I said, they got a kidney and looking good, and she got on her feet and a little son real good. I said, look at God. Ain't nothing about me.
Amen. Well, I'm going to say to you, can we just share some more line with somebody else? I want to thank you. Amen. Somebody else. Go ahead. I'm going to call your number 7717, your last four numbers. 7714. Are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Brother Man. I have words to say.
Okay, go ahead.
When we decide to make a stand with God, we can't serve God and man at the same time. Or we got to either choose God or choose man. Joshua said the best, choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Before Joshua's name was changed to Joshua, his name was Hoshea. His mother named him that. That meant her salvation, my salvation. But before God could use him, he had to get trained by Moses, tested, and when he got trained, God changed his name from Hoshea to Joshua. That means God's salvation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Jesus was called when he walked the earth. Not Jesus, but Joshua. God's salvation. You either make a stand with God and Jesus, or you make a stand with man. If you choose God and Jesus, you got a place in glory.
Yeah.
Choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. That's all I
want
to say.
Amen.
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 Well, I tell you, when I'm gonna let somebody else, that's a blessing, my brother. And I want everybody to know, this is a soldier, and I met him some time ago, and we got in a big discussion, and we're trying to help everybody. But I want to the numbers once again, 1647. You're on the line right now. Amen. Your last four numbers is 1641. Our God is so good. I know the president's on somewhere, but we're talking God business. Would you have a word to say to us? I just have your number here, and I'm calling your number. 1641. Are you there? Hello?
Okay. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. We just want to give glory and honor to God tonight. We thank him so much for what he's doing and what he's about to do. We want to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. I just want to say this. I thank God for Jesus because he has truly, truly blessed us in another year. And he showed me something this year. He said, this is a 2020 spiritual vision. It's not mm-hmm. natural. It's a spiritual vision. He said, I want my people to get the vision. Amen? So that's why we got to come together and continue to pray one for another. Amen? Because you see, there's a lot of people that are hurting and are searching for Jesus Christ. They're searching for the word. They're searching for it. And they're in distress because they can't find the truth in some places. Amen?
Amen.
So people are searching for that. So we got to begin to do what God is. You read Acts 1. Yes, he has sent his disciples, his apostles out, those whom he has called and chosen to do his will. He said, and one thing he shared with me by the Holy Ghost, and I thank God for you. He said, if you have to stand alone, I want you to stand on my word, and don't you be afraid of anything, because I am with you.
My God.
And see, that's what we need right now is somebody to stand. You got to stand on that word because God going to protect his word. He going to protect his word. And because you're connected to him, guess what? You're going to be protected too. It will not come near your dwelling. That's what God said in his word. So this is a 2020 vision. This is a 2020 spiritual vision. And we got to see the vision that what God is doing in this year, in this season. And we got to come together and begin to pray for one another, you know. So I give God the glory, and I'm just so thankful that God is doing a new thing for those of us who are able to see what God is doing. We don't have to worry about what those people are doing. God said, even if they whisper, he said, I can hear them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, I can hear them. Even if they whisper, he said, while you're asleep, I'm watching them. You keep your eyes on me, because I'll take
Amen.
Care of them.
Oh, yeah.
So this is what we got to do, is keep our eyes on Jesus, keep our eyes on the Word of God, and keep praying. Keep praying and not giving up. Even if we have to stand alone, we're going to stand on that Word. That Word is
Amen.
Power. It's power in the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
So I just wanted to share that with everybody.
Well,
let
me ask a couple of questions now. You and I have been in much discussion and much prayer about this here. And I think the time has come now where we get the people to want to be a part of what God is doing in the body right now. Not tomorrow.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
And how are you going to do that? I've told some people, it's already been set up. And we're supposed to have a big meeting where we're going to do some things that's going to It's going to be dynamite.
Amen.
It's going to be dynamite. And when we explode, it's already exploded and busted the case already. But when we do it, I'm asking everybody who want to be a part of it. You got my phone number. You got my email address because our time has come. Our time has come now. God is looking for
Amen.
Some fishermen to go out and do the fishing. He looks for some people to walk on the right now. Looking for some people that got the power to raise the dead. Let me ask you this, doctor. What God has put in your spirit, you said a vision. Can you share that with us?
Yes, I can share it with you. What God is saying in this year, is the vision that he has shown me, is bringing his people together. This is one thing, is bringing his people together for the truth, because a lot of people have been hurt in the churches. So God said, I'm calling for my true warriors, those who will speak the truth, those who will gather my people. I'm, like you said, fishermen, he said, I'm sending you out. I'm sending you out to gather my people. And that's what God is getting ready to do for us who can see this vision, because it's not going to be as usual. We can't hear anybody's voice but God. Let him lead us, guide us, and direct us, because there's so many people hurting. And then he shares this with me. He says, only going to be a few that find me. I said, good Lord. I said, oh, my God. So God is searching. He's sending us out with his truth, his word. So those who receive it at that time, they can receive the Lord Jesus Christ if they receive that word. He said, they come in their own name and you believe them, but you come in my name. He said, some of them won't believe you, but it's okay, because he said it won't be an excuse. Nobody will have to say, I didn't know, because his word is going to go out through the earth, and it's going to be truth, and it's not going to be for sale. Amen? It's not going to be for sale. Not his word. His word is not going to be for sale.
Now, wait a minute. You mean not for sale? What do you mean not for sale? What do you mean not for sale?
People have used God's word for profit. P-R-O-F-I-T.
I got you.
They have used God's word to profit, to benefit them and not God's people. See? And that's what people have been doing. That's why a lot of people are hurt. That's why a lot of people go in these churches and come back out the same way, because they're not getting the truth. They're not getting the bread of heaven. Amen? So when God starts giving you, he's giving us the bread from heaven, and that is for us to share with those who are hungering and thirsting after righteousness. After righteousness. So that's what God is doing in this year. And so I thank God that I'm a part of it. I thank God that he's allowing us to see what he's saying and he's doing in this hour, to seek out his people, to be fishermen of men. To be fishermen of men. So I give God the glory for that, and I thank him. Like I say, even if we have to stand alone, we got to stand on this true word. We have to stand on it and not give up and not give in, no matter what. We got to stand on the word. Stand on this word. Amen? Stand on his word.
Amen.
So I just want to share that with everybody, so everybody can be expecting of that vision that God has, this 2020 vision, spiritual vision, not what we see. This is a spiritual vision.
You know, one thing we find out, God has some people that you love and I love. God has some people that loves him. God has some people moving toward the right thing, and they love God. I've had the opportunity to meet this person, and this person is solidified, bona fide. And say she got the Holy Ghost, and she said, and I asked her, I want you to come on tonight and have a few words, and I want you, we're gonna pray for you. And her name is, she's gonna introduce herself to her. Are you there?
Hi. Yes,
doing?
I'm here.
All right.
Thank you so much, Dr. Hunter.
Amen. I want you to speak to the nation. We got a lot of people on. We're talking about a person who will stand up for God. Can we talk?
Yes. Well, my name is Maria T. Jackson, and September 30th, I was the longest serving felony court judge in Harris County. I was the administrative judge over the 22 felony courts. I was the mentor to the Black Girl Magic new judges, and I've done a lot here in Harris County. And the Holy Spirit placed it on my heart to run, to step down from the bench so I could step up and speak out for our community. And I am now running for my cousin, Commissioner El Franco Lee's seat, former seat, as Harris County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Amen. Well, yes, we're hearing you. We listen. But let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Now, what are you planning on doing if we decide to vote for you? What are you planning on doing? Are you full of the Holy Ghost?
I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I am a servant of the Lord, and I fear the Lord. And when the Lord asked me to step down from my safe position as a judge, I could have kept getting elected. I was elected in 2008 when it hadn't been a Democrat or a Black elected in 20 years. And I just got a 30% raise. And the Holy Spirit said, step down from the bench. Now, you know, Dr. Hunter, that when God tells you to do something, it defies all logic to man. It does not make sense to man.
Speak it.
But it didn't even make sense to me. But I knew it was the Holy Spirit telling me to do it. And so I'm being obedient to God, because God is tired of his people still being in the same position. We have been too long accepting things how it is. Well, you know, I don't expect anything better because this is how it always is. No, this is God's time, and he is raising his people up. He's raising the good people up of God to say, hey, we're not going to take this anymore. We deserve better. God is going to give us things that we didn't even build. And that's what time it is. Now, as I ascend, because I know God's already, it's already done. I have to just go through the work and continue to introduce myself. And, you know, what I want to do is work on our public safety. I want to work on flood infrastructure and flood mitigation and infrastructure. You know, I went out and I visited an 80-year-old couple and several other seniors that had a porta potty in their backyard since Hurricane Harvey. And they called the current commissioner, and he did nothing. It fell on deaf ears. And so I look at it, I want to invest in our youth, in our kids, in job training and education. We deserve better. Schools have closed. There's so many good programs out here, but just think about if we collaborated, if you had a godly leader at the commissioner's court, which I will be, I ask you for your vote and support. Because I'm stepping up because I really, really want to help you. I want to help our community, because I grew up that when you come up, you reach back and you help others. That's what I've always done. And, you know, God has, you know, when you have a godly heart and you love the Lord and you fear the Lord, he puts compassion in your heart. So you feel things, and you want to help others. You understand. You have empathy for others. And you see when people are hurting and need some hope and restoration. And, it's just so much that a county commissioner can do. And, you know, and I look around our community, and I see our community looks the same. We have not risen up. And we need investment in our community. You know, there's gentrification happening. And I have a program that I want to institute called Buy the Block Back. And that's investing in our community. That's helping the citizens with their homes. It's investing in buildings. It's investing in our youth. It's investing in businesses that already exist, and they're very good small businesses that just need a little help from a county commissioner or the federal government or the state. And that's the reason why I'm running. That's the reason why God placed it on my heart to do what I'm doing. because I want to step up and I want to speak out for our community.
Well, let me ask this here. I'm on the line, so somebody may want to ask you a question. The line is open. Can you want to ask a question? Amen. Hello? Are we there? Anybody got a question you want to ask her?
I'm happy to answer any question.
Right quick. Amen. Well, the one thing I will say to you, my beloved sister, go ahead. I hear somebody in the background. Go ahead.
Yes. Could you repeat your name again? And you said you running in a Franco Lee position?
Yes. My name is, okay, so my cousin, Commissioner Franco Lee, died 4 years ago. And the current commissioner has taken money out of the seniors programs, has taken money out, cut back on the youth programs. Our parks look horrible. There are porta potties out there. I mean, you know, violent crime has risen. And we're going backwards. We're not going forwards. And my name is Maria T. Jackson. I'll say it three times. I'll say it two more times. Maria T. Jackson. Maria T. Jackson. And what I will say is, you know, I was just talking to somebody. I'm at an event now. It's kind of loud, but, you know, when Dr. Hunter calls, you come, you listen and you answer. So,
amen.
Firefighter came to me and he said, you know, he said, I always thought I was going to get into politics. He said, I worked for the city and I saw so much corruption. He said that it changed my mind. And I look and I said, you know, bad people keep getting elected because not enough good people stand up and say, we're not going to take it anymore. That's what's happening right now. And I say that it's very important to vote. It's very important to have courage, because we got to remember that it's time for us to inherit. You know, we are a praying people.
Yes.
We're a praying people. And it's time for us to believe God's promises. All God's promises are in the book, but we just, you know, we're like singing songs and praising, but we got to walk in the faith. We got to believe it.
Amen.
I'm sorry, my phone keeps on ringing. But may I say this one thing, Dr. Hunter?
Yes.
I want to say that God did not give us the spirit of fear.
Oh,
he gave us spirit.
Amen.
He gave us love, power, and a sound
mind.
And remember, in Joshua, he says, be of good courage. Do not be afraid. I am with you. And that's what we need to do. We need to start inheriting God's kingdom, because I know that God is building a kingdom here on earth for his children.
Amen.
And what we have to do is believe in it and be bold enough to walk in it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Let me ask a few questions. I know what time what is the election for the people that live in that? Tell us the district. What is it? Caucus, precinct one, and tell us the date and the people that you want to send out there and talk to, spread the word.
Yes. So, the election, this is the presidential primary, and the election is February 18th through, I believe, the 28th. And then this is, and then the election day is March 3rd. Now,
are we going to vote for you March the 3rd?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Vote early. Vote early.
And often.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Oh, no, you got it. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, remember me. Right now, it's time for you to vote for godly leaders. Because, you know, godly
Amen.
Leaders will take to make
Amen.
Sure that everyone is taken care of. Not just a few, but everybody deserves a piece
Amen.
Of the pie.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, I'm going to move this. I'm not trying to rush you on this. We got plenty of time. But I just want to keep the people in power with what you're talking about. Now, here you are, a sitting judge, stepped down from your position, making good money, good time, got all this. And God spoke to you and tell you to step down.
Yes.
Well, you got to be crazy.
Yes, yes. People do think I'm crazy because I'm running against Rodney Ellis, who's been, to me, a career politician for 36 years.
Right.
I was in his district from District D as city councilman, and then I was in his district as he was state senator for 36 years, and now he's been county commissioner almost 4 years. And I ask you to look around your community and say and see what has he done for you, or when is the last time you saw your commissioner come out into the community and visit you and see how you're doing. That's what I say. I say, look and see what's
mm-hmm.
been done in the community. Our community looks the same. Now, in the late 80s and early 90s, we had a school where we rehabilitated high school, and I call them kickouts, because they were kicked out of school. You know, if it was zero tolerance at the time, and so they were kicking out blacks and browns. And we took them in our school. My dad was Dr. Jesse Jackson and Associates. That's what the school was. And
mm-hmm.
we were right across the street from Jesse Jones. And we took in thousands of kids. We educated them. We loved them. We showed them that you don't have to be a product of your environment. And I
mm-hmm.
personally placed them on jobs. And I took those skills to the bench. I've been a judge 16 years. I was a municipal court judge for 5. And so I've always ruled with compassion. And that's what you want. You want leaders who care about you and want to see you come up when I come up. We come up together.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, one of the things that I want to thank you, sister. I know we still got some time. Someone just moved, but I want to just say this to you. God has used you to inflict peace and joy and love. When I met you, as I said to you, when I met you, I began to pray. When you walked through my house and your mother, I saw the Holy Spirit precede you, but I saw your mother walking behind you. Now, a question that I have to ask you. Now, when you get elected, will you come back and talk to us?
Oh, you know I will. I'm accessible.
Right.
I've been the same all my life. I'm for the people. I'm the Harris County. I might as well say it. I'm the Harris County Commissioner for all.
All
and
right.
I'm accessible.
Amen. Now, one thing I want to know, your email address, can you give it out?
Sure. It's MARIA. JTKSN@gmail.com. That's
Amen.
It's Maria. It's Jackson without the vowels @gmail.com.
Amen. So, in the event they might be able to bless you, not only, but maybe they got some innocent muscles out here, because I'm going to say this from my standpoint. I've been out of this district for 40-some, almost 50-some years, and I've never seen it get so deteriorated. And when El Franco and I went to school together, Texas Southern, we both went the same class. We talked about engineering. We talked about building a building. We talked about everything. But when he left, he said one thing. He said, it can be done. But sometimes, fight. But if we come together,
yeah,
this lady, now I'm going to say this candidly. This lady, it's time for this lady to step aside. This gentleman that's in office right now, He won't come to our meeting. He rides a bicycle to the meeting. Come around, won't stop at our meeting. We got a place out here where I live, in Houston, Texas, where he's supposed to rebuild a building. He took the money from that place. All that millions of dollars supposed to be put for what we're doing on earth. And took it somewhere else. And now he wants people, he's paying people to put him in office. And I'm saying to you, the believers, we got to put this sin down he's doing right now. We love him, but we just can't tolerate that no more. We love him, but he got
right.
to move. We love him, but he got to stop it. We love him, but step aside in the wrong crowd. And I want to think of a second time. Anybody else got anything you want to say to her? Because the line is still open. Anybody?
Yes, sir, preacher man. Can I say something?
Yes, I have.
Go ahead. Speak.
Okay, I got a question to ask.
What's that?
When we elect her, preacher man, I got this to ask the sister. First, I'm going to say, welcome to the family.
Thank you.
And then number
Thank
two,
you,
I
honored.
Want to know, how tough will you be on the drug dealers?
How tough will I be on the drug dealers?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so as a judge, I'm going to tell you, I'll give you some examples. As a judge, there have been some drug dealers that came through my court, and I was tough on them, but I gave a lot of them like 10 years probation where they would give back to the community and they paid money, but they could be rehabilitated. Like one drug dealer that I gave a chance to, he owns a trucking company. And so sometimes you get to the point, you know, sometimes you have to look at people and see somebody's out here. Sometimes you have to look through and see what is the cause. What is the cause of why they're doing what they're doing? And so I'm tough on people, but I also have compassion. Some people can be rehabilitated.
Amen.
Some people cannot. You know, I mean, I had cases where, I mean, I've presided over a lot of national cases. I had the Lone Star College stabber. I had, you know, I sentenced him to prison. I had several capital murder cases where they went away for life because I always have to weigh the interest. I look at what they've done. I look at their prior history. And I also want to protect the community because we deserve to be safe in our community. Am I right?
Amen.
Amen.
I always look at that. I always look at, is this person, you know, going to be a danger to the community? If so, they need to go away. Then I also look at the offense. I look at the offense because I dealt with dangerous criminals, the most dangerous criminals in the country. I did that for 11 years.
My God.
And because I have a heart for God, I still kept a smile. And then at this event I'm in now, one of the gentlemen told me, he said, I saved his life by giving him probation, and now he wants to make some shirts for me.
Oh, my God.
So, you know,
wow.
It's about, to me, you know, I know that I've sown good seeds all around. And right now, you know, in the Bible, as it says, you reap what you sow. And so I see so many good things happening that I'm reaping what I sow. And and what's that song? I think his name's Murphy. It's called It's Working. It's Working. That's the song I sang, Pastor Dr. Hannah.
Well, can you sing it for while you're on the line right quick? Can you sing it for us while you're on the line?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm just going to sing a little bit because I got a lot of people waiting for me to go back into this meeting.
Okay.
I said,
this
is my season for greatness. I forgot the words just that fast because I got so many people looking at me. But what's your last question?
One more question, please.
Okay.
One more question, Dr. Hunter, please.
Go ahead.
Thank you for blessing me to have the floor. Yes, my name is Pat, and I experienced a bad situation today. And the situation was I had went to court, and the judge didn't exactly look over my case. And it's like she let the rich take away from the poor. And I want to know, is anything you can probably do concerning how apartment complex take advantage of the poor, the seniors, and those
what I can say is,
income.
What I can say is that at this point you have a vote, and the judges are independently elected. So I'm not their boss. They're elected by you, the citizens of the community. And
mm-hmm.
so when, you know, that's why you exercise your right to vote. It's very important to vote. If you don't vote, you don't have a voice. So that's the way, or you can write to the Judicial Ethics Commission and on this particular judge with your experience.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't have anything to do with, you know, any of the judges. The commissioner is basically is responsible for building roads, the county budget, and bridges and programs. You know, like my cousin El Franco Lee started Senior Citizen Program, and he had the Street Olympics program. So I want to finish the work that he started, and I want to do more. I want to invest, like I said, in our youth. I want to invest our youth, our future. Our seniors paved the way for us. And I want to collaborate with the city of Houston, because I know too many times we deal with, you know, you have a problem, you have an issue
mm-hmm.
in the city of Houston is located in the county. And you'll have
yes.
a problem, you'll call the city of Houston, they say, oh, it's the county's problem. Then you call the county, and it's the city's problem. It's time out for all of that. We deserve better. And what I say is you hold your leaders accountable, and you vote for new leadership right now. When you look around and you don't see any improvement, or, you know, your community hasn't gotten better, it's time to elect new leadership, especially people that have been in there over 30 years. You know, it's time to hold your elected officials accountable. That's what
Amen.
I say, and that's why I'm running. And
Amen.
So I thank you, Dr. Hunter. I thank you to all of your listeners. It was such an honor to be on your show. And again, my name's Maria T. Jackson, Maria T. Jackson, Maria T. Jackson, running
Amen.
For Harris
Amen.
County Commissioner Precinct 1. I want to serve the people.
Amen. What I want to let everybody, when we finish with the program, you can go on KSK on Facebook, and you can go back and listen to it. It's there for you. I want to say, man, tonight we thank you for coming, but we want to get back. We're going to the regular. Anybody else that got a word they want to say tonight while we're on there right now? It's your time.
Amen.
God bless you.
May I say something, Dr. Hunter?
Go right ahead.
I'm just glad Ms. Jackson came on and spoke that, because that's something we have been praying about for a while. That God
yes, indeed.
Take these positions, because it's time that we come out of the pit, out of this murky
yes.
water, and God's people take their stand, police officers, judges, lawyers, in every position. So I'm just grateful to her for coming on and sharing that with us, and everybody come out and vote. It's time
yes,
for God's
amen.
To be in those
Thank
positions.
You.
Amen.
Yes,
God
it is. Amen.
God's people that have those positions to take care of God's people.
Amen.
Yes. And
Jesus.
I just want to
Yes. Anybody
Thank
else?
Thank you.
Amen. Anybody
I
else?
Receive it.
Anybody else? 8936, you got a word you want to say? Amen.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. God
thank
bless
you. Thank you, Dr. Hunter. Thank you to your
God
listeners.
Bless. Amen.
And
thank
God
you.
Bless you.
Amen.
Okay.
Well, one thing is
see
she's
you.
Leaving alive and going back to events. And I want you to know, when we get in contact with somebody like that, we got somebody that can help us move forward. It's not us. It's God in that person. As I was talking to
Jenny
when I was looking for that Blog Talk Radio, I was praying. And I said, Lord, for 2 years, I've done everything you told me to do. I don't know what else to do. And all of a sudden, the voice came on and said, Brother Hunter, how can I help you? And that lady can speak to you right now. Are you there, sister? Tell them what God used that day. Talk to me, sister.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was in my prayer hour and praying to God and asking God what was his will and what did he want me to do and so forth. And then Dr. Hunter called. And when he called, I immediately knew that it was God's will. And I said, Lord, okay, I thank you. And I asked Dr. Hunter, what can I do for you? Because
God
had already allowed, praying in my prayer hour, and that's who called was Dr. Hunter. So I knew it was from God. Amen, amen. So
amen.
It's just a blessing when you can hear from God and then be able to obey him. That's what we want to do. We want to hear and obey God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so
amen.
Amen. I just think I just said that, sister, you got a word to say out there, your voice less. You got a word you want to say? Can we talk?
Amen.
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 Praise God. I'm so grateful to what God is doing in this year 2020, this vision. Because like she said, it's time for us to come up. It's time for God's people to get in position. And,
mm-hmm.
and take back what belongs to us by the grace of God. God is placing his people, and we got to get out and do our part and vote for them and vote them in. So they,
amen.
We have people that's been on the benches for, and that's what we've been talking about in my area. That people have
mm-hmm.
been on the bench for 20 and 30 years and so forth and have not done one thing for God's people. God said he should take care of the poor, the orphans, and the widows. And they are not doing
amen.
It. Instead, they're making a profit off of them. They're squeezing every dime out of them they can, even in some of the churches. And that's why I was saying it's not for profit, because some of the
amen.
Churches are leaving these people without, and then not giving them a word from on high. You know,
mm-hmm.
God told Peter, he said, do you love me? 3 times he asked him, because this is what the people here are doing. They're doing the same thing. God's people need to be fed. God's people need to come out of poverty. You know, God
amen.
Wants somebody who's going to look
mm-hmm.
after his people. Amen. We don't have to. We don't have to suffer. We don't need to be in want. There should be no lack for God's people.
Oh,
no
my
lack
God.
For God's people. Amen. No,
amen.
That should
amen.
Be no lack. But we got to come together. We got to make a choice. To serve him. We've been praying and praying. God says it's time to command some things and put some things in place and get out and do your part. Amen? We want
amen.
The conditions that we got to try something different. What has been is not hadn't worked in years. So it's time to try somebody else. It's time to try something
amen.
Different. You know, and 'cause we can't keep doing the same thing and hoping
no.
for a different
no.
result. No. We got to try something different. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So
amen.
I just
amen.
Thank God for raising up his men and women to get in position and take over these positions. I thank God for it. I thank
amen.
God for her coming forth, Sister Jackson. I thank God for her coming forth and reminding the people it's time. It's time. Wake up.
Amen.
The Bible says in Isaiah. He said, wake up. It's time. I'm showing y'all. This is the vision to come out.
Yeah.
There should be no lack among my people. We are the kingdom. We are the kingdom on earth. Amen? We are God's kingdom on earth. So there should be no lack. We should be helping one another, praying for one another, bringing each other together. Amen? There should be no lack. We shouldn't be going through struggling because we don't have to. If the kingdom of ours, we are heirs to the kingdom. What Jesus
amen.
Had, we have. We are heirs. Amen?
Preach
amen.
Amen. Well,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, yes, hallelujah, hallelujah.
It's a. Hallelujah. Let me ask this question. I'm looking at the. I'm full of tears, and I'm hearing what's been said tonight. I want to know if the lady's on the line with us by the name of Ruthie, a lady that I know very much. Ruthie, are you on the line with us? If not, I understand. If you're not, I understand. It's the lady that's been so faithful that God told me to get with him and do some things. But I want to say this because my tongue is tied right now for joy. I want to thank God for every one of you on this blog, talk radio show. When I found out what God was doing, I said, oh, my God, you mean we can reach the region and tell the untell? He says, yes. He said, but it's according to my will.
Yes.
I said, okay. Yes. I said, okay. So I don't let people come on here cussing, put somebody down. We know what the word says, how we're going to help somebody.
Yes.
Now, when this sister brother Sloan here have helped me, and I will say it to you candidly, I'm going to help Mother Bobby until the Lord said, don't no more. Why are you saying that?
Amen.
Mother Bobby is a keystone to what God is doing in her life. She's under attack right now. And so I ask you to pray for her.
Amen.
Pray for Mother Bobby. That's why I will say it like this. She's going, and she's a great teacher. My God Almighty, my God Almighty. Did what I want to do. I want to just say to the soldier boy, Charles, are you there with us? Charles, are you there?
Yes, sir, right here.
All right. I want you to have a word because I want you to tell us what we as veterans do when we come together. Can we talk?
Yes, sir, we sure can.
All right, go ahead.
If another veteran meets a brother that's in need, there's a term we use. I got your back, soldier to soldier.
Mm-hmm.
That means ain't no enemy going to sneak up on your back and do you any harm because another brother is watching your back.
Amen.
Brother Hunter that opened doors and put me in contact with people that's going to open doors for me. And God told me in 2012, if you just hold on like Job did, the enemy going to attack you from the front, the back, the left, and the right. But if you hold on like Job, in your later years, I'll bless you more with material things than I have in your former years.
Mm-hmm.
Just hold on and keep the faith. Don't let nobody sell you the false Jesus. You believe in the Jesus that I sent, and everything's going to be all right. Just hold on. Now, that was in 2012. God's time is different from man's time. Brother Hunter,
that's right.
Somebody put on me.
Heard me talking to somebody else, and he walked up on me and told me some things. And everything he done told me and led me to the right people, put me in contact with the right people. I'm going to get an opportunity to bless him. When God blessed me, when he blessed me with my material blessing, I'm going to bless Brother Hunter so he can keep this thing going.
Amen.
I said it, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to give as much as I can. I'm going to give so much until God will say, that's enough.
Amen.
So this is an important, this is what Brother Preacher Man, I call him the Preacher Man, what the Preacher Man is doing, he's including people. He's including anybody that's going to stand up and said, thus saith the Lord.
That's
as long
it.
As you saying, thus saith the Lord, Preacher Man is going to include you. You'll be
Amen.
A part of what's going on right. As long as you stand
Amen.
With God and what's going on right, Preacher Man is going to include you. That's all I had to say, Preacher Man.
Amen. But I want to thank everybody tonight to understand something. Because when you come to the point, as Dr. McClendon has said, if we don't help each other, how are we going to fight the good fight of faith? We got to stand together, not dividedly, not trying to do this and trying to do this. And somebody said, well, Why are you trying to help all these veterans? Because I'm a veteran. And if I tell you something, the war have been through to make America safe, how we've been mistreated, how they have dogged and put us down, and some of us been hurt bad. This brother, he's going through some things right now. But he understand from what we've been going here and there and here and there, and somebody gave him words of encouragement. No, man, they finna send you with some hallelujah money. I said like that. Hallelujah money. And when you say hallelujah money, ahead and let it flow. But that's the God we serve. And every opportunity I get as a soldier, I try to help somebody. Am I trying to put them down? No. I've helped some people that don't even know me. When I was out there one day, a young man came there, and he was sitting there. He said, he's sitting there just crying like a baby. I said, what's wrong, man? I wouldn't call him soldier. Of course, I didn't know. He said, man, he said, somebody said, Jesus don't love me. I said, that's a lie from you. God loves you, man. I didn't know he's going through some things. He's been in that war over in Afghanistan. But the enemy has damaged. And I told him, I said, look, we're going to pray together. And God led me there that day by myself. Nobody but just the Holy Ghost and me. And I prayed for that young man. And he took the word. He said, I believe I'm going to be better. He said, do I owe you anything? I said, no. Pray for me as I pray for you. Let's make a change. We can make a change.
Yeah.
And when you have not been in the military, me and this soldier, we done been in the war. We can tell you some things that the war stuff, right? Why are we fighting to keep some things up in Washington, down in Houston, everywhere? We're trying to put the right people in place. Because until Jesus comes, some people want to be in a war right now. I don't like you, Dr. McClendon. I don't like you.
Yeah.
Charles, I don't like you. I don't like you. I don't like you, Dr. Gilly. I don't like you. What's tough? I like you.
Yeah.
That blows their mind. I like you. What? But like she said, I want to take this back, right back to this. And then I'm going to give the chance to say one thing. This lady, God had me, he said, stay close, sir. Keep in prayer. Keep lifted up. Now, she came out of a big-time event that she didn't really go into. It was thus said the Lord. Because she's seen how God operates through her. And like he said, when Brother Charles said, welcome to the family. This is the family of God. But I want to come back to the originality and turn it over to Dr. McClendon so we can close it out. Dr. McClendon, are you there? Dr. McClendon, are you there? Go ahead.
Yes, I'm here. Yes. I just, you know, I thank God. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to thank God for what he is doing and what he has done. I thank God for bringing his saints together. And God began to have me in last year. He said, I want you to begin to pray for the police officers, judges, lawyers. He said, in every entity. He said, because I'm going to place my people. And that's what God gave me last year. So I've been praying. I told another pastor, this is what God want us to do. He said, because I'm placing my people, those who I want to be in position. So I'm just so grateful to hear, when I hear God's people stepping forward, that he's calling them out. He's calling his people. He's calling his disciples and his apostles out. And you are that apostle that are going out, reaching those that have been in the army, those veterans, as well as others. You are that fisherman that are reeling in God's people one by one and many. So it's just a true blessing that we're all working for the same cause, spreading the good news, giving God the glory, coming together as one, speaking the same things on one accord to lift up his name. So I'm grateful for that. I'm truly grateful for that. And I do want to pray for those who are sick right now in the name of Jesus. I want to pray because God said by his stripes, we're calling those things, be not as though they already are. Heal, delivered, and set free in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's the way it is. God's word is true. He's not a man that he should lie. His word is true. And so we thank God for that word, that we can stand on it It will not move. We're going to stand strong in Jesus' name. So I just want to say that and I give God the glory. Amen.
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 Amen. Well, tomorrow night we're going to have we'll have Brother Charles on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What I wanted to say to everybody, I love you, I love you, I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it but just love me back. Until such time.
Amen.
And God keep you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Hunter.
Praise God. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night.
Be blessed. Amen.
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 Yeah.